Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es klein in Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah spoke about different types of grain and beans that their seeds are eaten, they're edible. Also, you can make flour out of it. In this Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be talking about vegetables. Here, the seeds can't be eaten, but the peri can, or in some instances, the leaves. Zak the Mishnah. Hakishus v'hamelofefein. Einam klaim zebezeh. Kishus is a cucumber. Melofefein is a Kirby. When you go into the store and you ask for a cucumber, you're going to get something which is like longer. When you ask for a Kirby, it'll be shorter. But it's more or less the same. So Akishus v'hamelofefein einam klaim zebezeh, not considered klaim one with the other. If you look in the Batanura, even says ubelaz, beloshen amzu, somewhere there that's similar to a cucumber. And if you look in the Batanura, he says ba'arvi kayer, maybe that's similar to the word Kirby, but either way, that's how the Mefarshim explain it over here. Well, at least the Tanakama holds are not klaim zebezeh, Rabbi Yehuda imer klaim. Rabbi Yehuda says they are klaim with each other. Sagt der Batanura that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Chazeres sounds familiar from Pesach. Chazeres is lettuce. The Chazeres galim and mountain lettuce. Zezak tabat tenura. Chasa hagadela baharim. Lettuce that grows wild on the mountain. Vaitra says the Mishnah, ulshin v'ulshe sada. What's ulshin? The Tiferes Yisrael says it's what we call endives. Some people use the Pesach for maror. If you look in the bat tenura, it says in Arabic, hindavi, similar to the word endives. A lot of the words sound similar. So ulshin and ulshay sada. Regular ulshin grow in a garden. Ulshay sada just grow in an open field. The Mishnah is telling us the two together are not klayim. Kireshim uchireshay sada. Kireshim are leeks. No, not like a leak in a pipe. That's spelled L-E-A-K. This is L-E-E-K. The vegetable leek is something in the onion family. So there are kreshim that grow in the garden, and there are kreshi sada that grow in the wild. Remember a pasuk in Tillim, matzmiach chatzir labehema, the esev lavoida sa'oda. So chatzir is leeks. Truth is, before we go to a pasuk in Tillim, there's a pasuk in Parshas Bahaloischa, capital Yud Aleph pasuk Hey. The Yidden are complaining about the month. They say, zecharnu es hadaga, we remember the fish, Ashenechol b'Mitzrayim chinam, that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Es hakishuim, the cucumbers, ve'su avatichim, the melons, ve'es hechotzir, and the leeks. Afterwards it says, ve'es habetzalim, and the onions, ve'es hashumim, and the garlic. So you have kreshim, stam leeks, that grow in the garden, ukreshe soda, those that grow in the wild, they're not klayim one with the other. Vaitra says the Mishnah, kuzber ve'kuzber soda. The dictionary definition for kuzber, coriander. Again, if you look in the Batanura, ba'arvi kulainderoi belaz. Now the Pasuk says in regard to the man, Shemais, Kapitel Tezayin, Pasuk Lamid Aleph. This is in Parshas Beshalach, where Klal Yisrael first gets the man. The Pasuk says, Vayikru Veis Yisrael es Shemai Man. Vahu, and the Pasuk describes the man, Kizera Gad, it was like this coriander seed. Lovan, it was white. Vetamai kitzapiches bedvash, and it tasted like a cake fried in honey. The coriander seed is round and it's not white. The man was white. Zok Rashi, the Torah is only comparing it to Zera Gad to point out that it was round. Just like the coriander seed is round, the man was round. But the man was white. And the man also tasted like a cake that was fried in honey. So the man said, what is coriander? It's something in the carrot family. It has a very special taste. So kuzber, the kuzber sada. The kuzber that grows in a garden. And the one that grows wild, they are not klein. Vaitra says in Mishnah, chardol v'chardol mitzri. Chardol is mustard. Chardol mitzri? Mitzri mustard, Egyptian mustard. The Mishnah is in Eretz Yisrael, so the Mishnah is referring to the type of chardol they had in Eretz Yisrael. The one that came from Mitzrayim was slightly different. It was called Chardal Mitzri. Vaitra says the Mishnah, after we learned that Chardal and Chardal Mitzri are not Klayim, Udalas HaMitzris V'Haramutza. So what's the Las? So if you look in the Mepharshim, there are different taichin to the Las. Something in the cucumber family, squash, melons. Here it's a type of vegetable. Rashi Masechtas Brachas calls it Kara. Mara talks about someone who sees a Delas in his dream. Delas HaMitzris is the same type of vegetable that grows in Mitzrayim. Remutza is a type of Delas that's very bitter. And the way you can sweeten it is by putting it into hot ashes that have like little fires in them. That's why it's called Remutza. So Delas HaMitzri, or Delas HaMitzris, and Remutza are not Klayim. And finally, the Mishnah says, Upoil HaMitzri v'Hacharuv enam Klayim zebzeh. Upoil HaMitzri, the Egyptian bean. Charuv is Charuvim, Baksa. Is that what we're talking about here in our Mishnah? Carobs? Talked about Tanura, we're not talking about the fruit, the carob. We're talking about a type of bean that was called carob, because parts of it looked like a charuv. So again, to remind ourselves what we learned in Mishnah Aleph, these pears can be planted together, but you can't take one from one pear and one from a different pear. It's just that for a variety of different reasons, not necessarily the way we would understand why things are similar. But Chazal have a Messiah on the Gedarim that these things are not Klayim one with another.